Well, what we're doing tonight is we're going way back. This is a Bible study. That's why the sheet is typed on and it's not spit out of a computer. This is a study we taught many years ago in the old church on the subject of baptism. And so we went through holiness, we went through repentance and water baptism, and we went through being filled with the Holy Ghost and all of these, and we numbered them as such. But tonight, I just kind of perusing through some of the past things that we've pondered through, and this really jumped out to me about a week or so ago, and I felt it for tonight. I mean, how many times? Well, just let me ask you this: can you teach it too much? I don't think so. Praise God. Now I'll guarantee you there's a fistful of folks that were not here the last time I taught it. Hallelujah. And so we're going to talk about water baptism in the name of Jesus tonight. Praise God. Why don't we look to the Lord in prayer and ask God's help? Lord, we thank you for the presence of the Lord that we've felt already in this house. For the goodness of God, power of God, and Spirit of the Lord that is moving. The touch of God, the leadership and guidance of God, strength of God. Amen. My wife being back on the platform and back at the keyboard, and back to her sensitivity to the Spirit, took me back to the days that we evangelized. When we first started evangelizing, one night she asked me, she said, "What are you thinking about preaching tonight so I can have a song that'll go with it?" I said, "We're not going to go there." She said, "What do you mean?" She said, I told her, I said, "I'm not being mean. I'm just saying if God knows what I'm preaching, he's able to tell you what to sing. All you got to do is talk to him instead of me." And so I'm telling you, from that day forward, now we evangelized 5 years full time. We covered 18 states. And then we've been pastoring now here in Lexington for 18 years. And every time she goes to the keyboard, she hits 100. And tonight, what does she kick the service off with? "He's troubling the waters." I had to walk over and tell her. She and I just had a little personal revival right there. Amen. Praise God. I am one preacher that can get by with taking his keyboard player home with him. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Water baptism in Jesus' name. Apart from our belief in the oneness of God, and somebody tell me how many gods there is, and our stand on holiness, probably no other issue so distinguishes us from the religious world as does our message and our method of water baptism. In teaching how good God is, and man is God good, and how graceful and merciful he is, and man is God merciful and graceful, because if he can save me, he can save anybody. And you don't want me to verify that, but it's true. And sometimes in speaking of how wonderful, great, merciful, loving, and kind and forgiving that God is, there are a ton of other studies in the Word of God that we're bypassing and that we're not getting. And for many today, the subject of baptism is one of those subjects. It has gotten to the point that religion has gotten so far away from this subject until now it is said that it's not even important. One writer said about the Word of God, he said, if everything was written that could have been written, something like the world would not be able to contain the books. And so he narrowed it down to one Bible. And I believe if he took the time to do that, when a whole world could have been filled with the books of important things God done and how great he is, he narrowed it down to one book. Now, if he did that, evidently every word in that one book must be very valuable. Not just one subject, not just two, not just three, but every subject in the Word of God is valuable. He preserved it. He kept it for us. And we have it today. Aren't you glad? Number one, definitions of the word baptism. It derived from the Greek word baptizo or baptizo, and means to dip, to immerse, or to make fully wet. The reason I want to point that out is because it is a misnomer about sprinkling in the Word of God. There is absolutely no place in the New Testament where anyone was ever sprinkled or water was poured on them for water baptism. Baptism, as we will show you in this Bible study tonight, is a burial. And I don't know about you, but when I pass away and they go to bury me, I don't want them to sprinkle me with dirt. I want to be buried. Lest I become like Lazarus. Lazarus' sister said, by now he's stinking. Sprinkling is a custom of, or was a custom that was derived from the pagan Jews and was borrowed from the Catholic Church. Number two, is baptism essential to salvation? Now we're going to go through a bunch of scriptures here, and we will flash them up and read them momentarily. We won't dwell there very long. But John 3 and 5 says, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now let me tell you how important baptism is to this pastor. You can call me at 2 o'clock in the morning and ask me, is it important for me to be baptized? And I will say something like, let's do it right now. Let's do it right now. I am not going to wait 6 months to gather my herd to baptize you in Jesus' name. Not when the Word of God verifies to me that unless you're baptized, you can't get into the kingdom of God. And we've got more scripture, so stay with me. Don't develop any kind of opinion yet until we give you all of the scripture. Because I'm not giving you opinion tonight. I'm going to give you the Word of God. And the Word of God is something that you can stand on, right? So except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit. Mark 16 and 16. Look to the Word of God. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We are in a revival right now of people being baptized. I believe it was just this past Sunday that four individuals after one service was baptized in the wonderful name of the Lord. Isn't that awesome? And had it not been for his work, Johnny Crabb had to work tonight, or he would be here after service being baptized. He told me, he said, I want to be baptized ASAP. That's as soon as possible. And so we've got him to baptize. And then Brother Hedrick shared with us that there are already several children ready to be baptized in the wonderful name of the Lord. And let me tell you right now, if you want to be baptized after this service, we make it so easy. We have robes for you to put on. We have towels that you dry off with. We have a dressing room for you to change in. And we have warm water that we can prepare for you to be baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. And we're very serious about this because the Word of God is very serious about this. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Titus 3 and 5. Let's look at Titus chapter 3, verse number 5. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. By what? By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. There the word is washing. According to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration. Now, the word washing is used there because baptism cleanses us. Let's look at Acts chapter 2, verse number 38. Peter said unto them, repent and be what? How many of us? Oh, just the preacher. Just the Sunday school teacher. He said, and be baptized, every one of you. Now, this is very, very important. I want you to see this. How are we to be baptized? Okay. So we are to be baptized. It is to be every one of us. How are we to be baptized? In Jesus' name. For what? For what? And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So the Lord laid it out. This is a short scripture, but there's a lot of instruction here. And there's instruction here to be adhered to. And it is for every one of us. And so we are baptized for the remission of sin. Not to join a church. Not to join an assembly. It looks like, because of incorporations and things of that nature, that we may in the near future have to go toward a membership. That's fine. Nothing wrong with being a member to the Church of the Living God. But the Church of the Living God is not something you join by signing your name. You can join a corporation by signing your name because we're incorporated. But you cannot be in the kingdom of God by signing your name. Or you can't join the church simply by just raising your right hand for fellowship with the church. We are born into this church. We are born into this church. When you are born again, you are the church of the living God. This building, ladies and gentlemen, is not the church. Everybody shout, I am. That's the church. Praise God. So, remission. Anytime your hands get dirty and you wash them, you are remitting the dirt from your hands. And so we are baptized to remit our sins. Amen. Acts chapter 10, verse number 48. Look how serious it is here. And he, this is being Simon Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, a disciple, a follower of the Lord, commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Somebody tell me what the name of the Lord is. Thank you. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. He didn't make it optional. He didn't say, whenever you get the time. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. They wanted him to stay longer because he was preaching stuff that they had never heard of. And if it's true, they wanted him to stay and to continue to teach. Amen. But they were commanded to be baptized. Let's look now at Galatians 3:27. The Bible tells us that for as many of you, everybody shout, that's me. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, you did what? So apparently, another great point for being baptized is to put on Christ. Amen. So as many as are baptized have put on Christ. Amen. It's not a put on, it's a put on. Hallelujah. Acts 22 and 16. And now, why tarriest? That means, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins. It doesn't get any plainer than that. Why are we baptized? To wash away our sins. How are we to do it? Again, another scripture verifying how we are to do it. Calling on the name of the Lord. What is the name of the Lord? And so, we are to be baptized, where it is the washing away of our sins. Now, let's look at 1 Peter 3 and 21. This was alluded to tonight by Brother Gray, and we appreciate his great words. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now. Everybody shout now. Save us. You see that? Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This answers the call of God from the word of the Lord to be baptized. It's not a call of the pastor. It's not a call from the church. It is a call from God. Amen. The answer of a good conscience toward God. Amen. Praise God. This is good stuff because it's from the word of the Lord. Amen. So, that is 1 Peter 3 and 21. Let's look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. Brother Gray also mentioned this tonight. I believe he touched this. In whom also you are circumcised. But it's a circumcision made without hands. You see, the Jews in the Old Testament, to mark themselves apart from the rest of the world. The Lord has always demanded a mark on His people to separate them from the world. Not so that we can say we're better than anybody else. If there's anything I hate, and I don't hesitate to use a strong word tonight because I want you to know exactly how I feel. If there's anything I hate is that somebody thinks that they are more righteous than anybody else. More holy than anybody else. Greater in the kingdom of God than anybody else. You may even be able to say that you pray three times more than the pastor. You know why you do? Because you have to. Hallelujah. In whom also you're circumcised, with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with Him in baptism. There's our spiritual circumcision for the New Testament. Being buried with Him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised Him from the dead. And I want you to see this tonight, that baptism in Jesus' name or in the name of the Lord is an operation of God. It's His plan. It's the way He operates. Now we need to get on the same page that God is on. Amen? Right. And so, you know, the Bible says, he that believeth shall be saved. You believe that? I believe that. But what do you believe? You believe this? Yeah? You believe this? No? The Bible said, he that believeth shall be saved. I believe this. And I believe everything else that's said in the Word of God. Hello? If the Word of God says, I can no longer sit on my porch and watch hummingbirds, guess what I would do? I'd get somebody to come and shoot every hummingbird that came to my house. And to some folks, it would be the silliest thing they'd ever heard of. But I'm telling you, if my Bible says it, that's what this preacher's going to do. Why? Because the Bible is the only living Word of God. It is the truth. And the Word of God says the truth will make us free. And what we've got to do is get to the point that we don't care what the world thinks, but we do care about what God thinks. And I'm telling you just one subject tonight of what God thinks. Amen. And incidentally, I appreciate the spirit of how it's being received tonight. Amen. I feel there's folks in here soaking this up like a sponge. Amen. It's easy to rescue someone when they have heard the drill and they know what to do. I was viewing Carson through the little glass day after he was born, and just standing there staring at what he, his mother and I had made. And somebody said, Pastor, he looks just like you. And I said, I know, I'm hoping he'll grow out of it. I told somebody, I said, if he's got ears like me, I'm going to have, before he ever goes home, I'm going to have the doctors to put snaps back there. And but he got his mother's ears, praise God. He got his dad's good looks. Yes, I am his dad, hallelujah. Well, I was looking through there with Brother Huntley. He was standing with me, and we were looking at Carson. Boy, he was kicking, crying, screaming. He wanted to go back where it was comfortable. And then all of a sudden, a siren went off, the lights went dim, the emergency lights came on, and the doors slammed. And I said, oh, man. And a nurse comes walking by, and she says, that dumb, ignorant drill again. Well, I relaxed. But how did she know that was really a drill again? She didn't really know. But she had gone through the process so many times until it bored her. You know what? We don't want the rapture to take place without people knowing what the Word of God says. We don't want the Lord shouting, come up here. We don't want Gabriel sounding the trumpet and people leaving this world in a moment of time. And just, you know what? The Greek word for moment is atomos. Atomos means an undivided point in time. The Lord's going to come so fast to get His church out of here until time will not even be divided. That's fast. And it is our responsibility to get the Word out so people understand exactly what's going to happen. Whether they do what the Word says or not, that's their business. I had the honor and privilege of sharing with a lady the other day that we do not judge anybody. You come to church as you are. You let me teach the Word of God, and you decide what you're going to do with it. Amen. We're not going to make you do anything you don't want to do. Amen. That's why I always say, try Jesus. You can still change your mind. And we need to know the Word of God so we can understand what's going to happen in the future and or prepare ourselves for the kingdom of God. Amen? Hallelujah. And so, in whom also you're circumcised. Circumcision made without hands. Putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by circumcision of Christ. How? Buried with Him. In baptism. Praise God. Now, this is powerful stuff here tonight. That's why I wanted to give it to you on paper. Now, we're going to go through for the next 10 minutes or so 10 reasons why we baptize at Landmark in the name of Jesus. When we baptize, we do not use the formula that says, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. One reason why is simply because the name of the Father, saying that, does not mention a name. Saying the name of the Son in itself, without a name, is not a name. and saying the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost is not a name. And so Matthew 28:19, Jesus told His disciples to baptize in the name, not names. He said name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And so that's why we baptize in the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 2 verse 38 tells us to. Paul told us to in the Word of God. And so let's look at this. One of the reasons is the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It is wholly impossible to obey Matthew 28:19 unless you are baptized in the name of Jesus. Let's look at Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus said, I am come in my Father's name. And we know that the Son of God, His name is Jesus. And then Jesus said, I will send that the Father would send the Comforter in what name? In my name. Praise God. And so we're talking about the same name. What is that name? Did not the Word of God say that there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved? Whereby we must be saved. Somebody shout the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Jesus is the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's important to know that. Scripture never contradicts itself. Both Matthew 28:19 that we just read right here, and Acts chapter 2 verse 38 are correct. However, Acts chapter 2 verse 38 right here is the fulfillment of Matthew 28:19. This is the fulfillment of Matthew 28:19. I don't want to get real deep here tonight. I don't want to give you too much tonight. But we got to understand that the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are the gates to the New Testament. When Jesus was alive, He was still in the Old Testament. You can't give somebody your will and testament. You can't leave them your testament until you die. And so Jesus was still teaching. And He taught Matthew 28:19. He knew that His disciples were going to know what that name was. And here, after the revelation of the name of Jesus, in the book of Acts, where the church got started, is the fulfillment of Matthew 28:19. When Jesus inspires through His Spirit the man of God, and Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And so one of the reasons is that also that Peter had the keys to the kingdom, and Matthew gave his assent and approval in Acts 2:14. Look at that. Acts 2:14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. The only way that he could get by with that is for him to be sanctioned by the glory of God to preach the Word of God. Now, if you believe some of the things that Simon Peter said in the Word of God, we need to believe everything that Simon Peter said in the Word of God. Amen? Praise God. Number four, there are not two Gospels, neither are there two ways to be baptized. Amen? You want to see it? It's in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 5. Very short verse, easy to memorize. Put it to memory. Ephesians 4 and 5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Praise God. You love the Word of God tonight? Hallelujah. Number 5, the literal fulfillment of Acts 2:38 We need to understand that Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, Acts 2 and 4, is the literal fulfillment of what Jesus Christ was teaching, where He was taking us in water baptism, and every other dialogue He had toward doctrine. Number 6, water baptism is both word and deed. Water baptism is both word and deed. Look at Colossians 3:17. And whatsoever you do, that means everything you do in word or in deed, that means by mouth, your words, or your actions, your physical actions, do all. What does all mean? Doesn't that mean everything? Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Praise God. Number 7, the reason we baptize is we are buried with Him by baptism. Amen. We are buried with Him by baptism. Praise God. Was it the Spirit that's crucified? It was Jesus Christ, the flesh of God, the incarnate God Almighty. Amen. Romans 6 and 4. Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Everything we do as a child of God is going to be new. Everything we do is going to be fresh. We become a new creature, praise God, in Christ. And so everything is different. But thanks be unto God that they're not only different, but they are better. They are better. I'd rather be baptized in Jesus' name than baptized in lust, and baptized in pornography, or baptized in drugs, or baptized in a sea of alcohol, or baptized... Hello? Amen. Let's not fight what God is trying to do to give us a new life versus the old life that we have lived. Amen. And so, we baptize. Number 8, He is the bridegroom. And we are the bride, and we take His name in baptism. Look at number 9. We take on the family name at baptism. Ephesians 3:15. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Female gender takes on the groom's name. And if we're going to be married to Christ, we've got to take on His name. And we do that, the Word of God says, through baptism. All kinds of real good reasons why everybody ought to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Number 10, is there another name that can save us? Let me give you the scripture for what we've been talking about tonight. Acts 4 and verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. What is that name? Jesus. Praise God. Let's stand together. I want to thank you for being here tonight for this Bible study. I want you to take it home study it. Look at it. Read it again. Any questions, please feel free to call. Come back. Ask questions. There are no dumb questions. Praise God. Objections to baptism. I'm sorry. Is there another blank there? Objections to baptism is in Jesus' name. This is. Listen to this. It was for the Jews only. People will try to tell you. But the answer to that is by examining the 10 places. The word 10 will go in that blank. 10 places where it can be shown that the name of Jesus was used in baptism. 6 of them were Gentiles. 6 of them were Gentiles. Now, Somebody says, either formula is all right, just as long as the heart is right. Well, the answer to that is, can the heart be right with God if we learn the truth and obey it not? Since Acts chapter 2 and 38 and Matthew 28, 19 are equivalent, then either one is all right. Well, you know, well, then why don't the Trinitarians use Acts 2:38 too? Why are they so vehemently against it? I don't think it's religion so much that's against it as the devil is against it. He doesn't care how much church we have. He doesn't care how tall our steeples are. They can poke holes in the clouds. He doesn't care how many people come to church. This could be a church of 15,000. As long as we never mention the name. Because the Bible says at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And that means the devil as well. He has to crumble and humble at the name of Jesus. And he doesn't want that coming off of my tongue and out of my lips. But he's going to have to endure hardness as a good soldier. Because I love the name of Jesus. Praise God. D, I'd rather take the words of Jesus, somebody said. I'd rather take the words of Jesus than the words of man. Signifying that I'd rather study the red letters than the black letters. Lord, help us for how far we've gotten away. I'd rather take the words of Jesus than the words of man. If the words of Jesus are true and the words of Peter untrue, then the Bible is not the inspired word of God. It's full of contradictions. However, in summary tonight, baptism is not just an act of a person, but a very real relationship that you enter into with Jesus Christ. And it is one to be entered into very, very seriously. For we are baptized unto Christ, buried with Jesus Christ, and we are planted together as a family of God through baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad your sins have been washed away? Amen. 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 After a person has repented of their sins, you see, at repentance, we are forgiven. At baptism, those sins are washed away. At the infilling of the Holy Ghost, we receive the power not to go back to those sins again. Overcoming power, if you please. And then from that day forward, we study the Word of God to see what else God just wants us to do. Amen. It's as simple as that. Praise God. Amen. I am so thankful for the Word of God. I'm thankful for the Spirit of God. And I'm thankful for this Bible revival that we are having here at Landmark, that people are falling in love again with the Scripture and with the Word of God and with a relationship with the Scripture and with the Word of God. Praise God. Why don't we bow our heads and close our eyes? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity. Thank you, Jesus, for the chance. Thank you tonight for the privilege just to be able to stand in the presence of the Lord. Holy Ghost, we recognize tonight, but for the blood of Jesus Christ, we're as filthy as anybody else. We're as ungodly and degenerate as anyone else. Lord, we thank you for the saving grace of God. We thank you, Lord, for this information. We thank you, Lord, for this salvation. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful, powerful step toward seeing you in the kingdom of God. And we pray, Lord, that you would add to the church daily such as should be saved, such as should repent, such as should be baptized, such as should be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Such as should desire this relationship with Almighty God. God, pour out your Spirit upon Landmark in a greater way, and we'll give you the glory. We'll give you the honor. We'll give you the thanks for it, Lord. In the mighty and wonderful name of Jesus. Why don't somebody clap your hands to the Lord and rejoice with me?